The U.S. cotton industry leadership took swift action after a three-judge panel of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit vacated the registration of three dicamba products used in cotton production. And late Monday, the Environmental Protection Agency issued a final cancellation order for the label of those three dicamba products, subject to the court's ruling. Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, joins us with the Council's response to EPA's new guidance and tells us what the council is doing to ensure use of these important crop protection tools for cotton producers.
The National Cotton Council has been continuously engaging with the Environmental Protection Agency, USDA, and others within the administration, as well as congressional offices, to try to provide a measure of relief to ensure that dicamba products can continue to be used this growing season, given that producers have already invested heavily in this technology and the need to help control herbicide-resistant weeds. Late yesterday, the EPA issued its cancellation order in response to the court's action. However, in that order, EPA outlined that existing stocks of dicamba products that are already in the supply chain beyond the registrant would be allowed to continue to be applied this year by growers and commercial applicators if the product was already in their possession, and the application could continue up until the end of July, subject to individual state regulations on the application time period. While this is not the best outcome, it certainly, we believe, is a workable solution that should allow, in most cases, producers to continue to utilize this technology for this growing season. And in the meantime, going forward, the Cotton Council will be working closely with others to try to move forward on the needed new registration and label for dicamba products starting in the 2021 crop year.